Alright, welcome back to Two Shots In Podcast. I'm not number one. I'm feeling bad about myself.
61.
I need to find some something to realign my mind.
61.
Alright, so hey, welcome back to Two Shots In Podcast. I'm Devin. I'm here with Ginger and Frank.
Hey.
We just got hit by a hurricane, son.
Yeah, we did.
Why do we always have these?
I fucking hate hurricanes.
These instances of dead air, but when we have these shit happen to us, fucking crazy.
If anybody didn't know, we're outside of New Orleans. We got walloped by that fucker. What was its name?
Ida.
That bitch.
Ida wished she hadn't fucking come.
I think it was worse, I think it was worse than Katrina as far as
for
wind
us.
Damage.
Yeah, it was definitely worse.
So anyway, that's why you haven't seen anything in like 2 weeks from us, because we've all been hiding in boxes trying to rebuild our houses.
Well, we had to have fucking electricity.
God damn.
Can't film shit without electricity.
Hurricanes suck. I love bad weather, though.
We could have on location.
Damn it.
I love bad weather, which is a contradictory to my feelings.
Big contradiction.
I loved bad weather until I was sitting against my fucking front door. It felt like somebody was kicking it in with
the
that
pressure.
Weather.
Yeah.
I had a interesting epiphany, though, about guns. So we had to leave. We didn't have to leave, but
buy a vehicle big enough to hold them all.
Man, it's rough. So now I, you know, because you go in your gun locker or whatever, and there's a bunch of shit, and you can't take all that shit.
Nope. Can't take all your ammo, all your...
Nothing. So I took one bag. It had an AR in
out there.
And it had a...
Wheeling your shit out to your fucking car.
It had an AR and a Glock in it and some ammo. That's all I could take. That's all I could take. I mean, I had to take...
My whole front seat was
I had
piled.
To take... Yeah, but I had it was me, Chelsea, the baby seat, all the baby shit.
What, two vehicles?
No, we just took ours.
I'm sure Chelsea brought a big container full of photos. Too.
That's not me. I turned my shit on silent.
Mine ain't on.
Fuck, it is me.
I just turned this shit on silent.
Unknown caller, could be spam.
Fucking up my
earbuds on under my.
It's on silent. I don't know.
I gotta listen.
All right, sorry guys. But anyway, fuck was I talking about? So we parked my truck, and the day before that, we had gotten a bunch of gas. We bought you a gas can.
Yep.
And the whole bed of my truck was like full of diesel and gas because shit was spilled.
That's so where I didn't you put the baby stuff.
Right, that's where I put the baby. And yeah, she can't talk anymore now. I don't understand what happened. The gas fumes or something. She just walks around in circles.
Drools all over herself all day.
Just bumps her on the wall over and over again. Till she goes to bed. Then
it's like
wakes
my
up.
Dog, but he's like 90-something years old.
So. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The other day I opened...
Like your dog, thanks.
I opened up the laundry room, right?
It's my birth child. My firstborn is like Frank's fucking dog.
I opened up my laundry room the other day, okay, and my dog's just in there staring at the fucking wall. Like, just, he's deaf and he's blind. He can't see shit, so I guess to him, he's just standing there.
I wonder what they do all day if they're deaf and blind.
Jesus Christ, I don't know what he fucking does.
It could
but...
be fun. I've thought about being deaf sometimes. I mean, blind, not deaf. Like, when a really good song blind. Comes on, I wish I was blind sometimes.
You were blind?
I wish I was blind when really good songs come on. Because your senses are probably heightened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've thought about being like blind every now and then. Only for songs, though.
So, like, every time you turn on the radio?
Yeah. If I was blind for, like, 1/1000th of my life, I think I could roll with that. Okay. But anyway, something like that behind you, that AK?
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. For the hurricane.
I took my Maxim with the red.
Which one? Yeah. Yeah.
I had my 300 blackout with the suppressor on, mm-hmm. patrolling my neighborhood.
Well, that's what I had to bring too. I had to bring all my my NFA stuff. Can't leave that shit at home. I was worried about the ammo getting corroded and shit because it's getting cold and then hot and then cold once the AC comes back on. It's a fucking problem.
It is a problem.
It's the first time since I've had a quantity of guns that you really cared about, because Katrina was, what was that? How long ago was that, Katrina? 16 years ago. So it's been a while since we really got wild up with one. There's another one in the Gulf. But anyway, so if you're thinking about all this shit that you have, thousands of rounds of ammo, you know, 100 guns, if you're one of these big collector guys, when shit hits the fan, you need a bug out bag, a medical kit, and what, three guns?
Cash.
Cash. We went through $800 in cash in like the first 2 days.
There are some tricks though, like if you're heading out of town trying
robbing people.
No, trying to get like a hotel room.
Mm-hmm. We got the room.
And
there's tricks with hotel rooms.
You get to the hotel.
Some of them
rent
them by the hour.
They say we're packed. You know, we're already booked up. Though. If they say we're already booked up, I've done this. I went out to my car and I got on my phone and I went to hotels.com and booked the fucking room in that hotel. Because they reserve a certain number of rooms for those online services. And then I walked right back in. I said, I got a reservation for King.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, right here. Here's your key.
So what are you saying? They're screwing with you?
No, but that, but these online services pay them to reserve a certain number of rooms.
So where'd you go? Where'd you get a room
This
at?
Was during fucking Katrina.
Oh, okay.
It was in Beaumont, Texas. Okay. Anyway. So that's how, I mean, it's a good little trick to if you're last minute. Plus a
she
lot
touched
of
touch my leg. Touch my leg again. I need human contact.
Check your insurance too, because I have a clause.
Got a lot of video you reaching over here.
I have a clause on my insurance.
Turn it up just a little.
I have a clause on my insurance that lets me it'll cover me up to $1,000 for rental proper. I mean, whatever I want
to
do.
Hotel, shit, or whatever. I forgot to tell everybody that. You know, if you go to I think it's FEMA.gov or something. Yeah. You can put in that you were out of work and misplaced, and they give you $500.
Yep.
I should have told everybody
I
that today.
That.
And
I wrote that
food
down too.
Food stamps and everything else, but
to all of our employees point, can get an extra. We gave everybody some extra stuff, but they get they can get $500 in like 2 days. Chelsea got it. I couldn't get it, but Chelsea
and
got
anything
it.
Like a chainsaw or generator.
Mm-hmm. Up to $800, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. But man,
same website.
Fucking hurricanes.
Yep. You just go to uploads and you upload the documents.
So what do you think about that? Did you? Well, you didn't really leave, so you didn't have that problem.
I didn't leave at all.
I was afraid
my roof was going
to
rip off.
We only left for 2 days for me to get Chelsea the baby and some of her family to Mississippi. but man, I didn't know what to leave or what to take. Oh, shit, I'm fucking stuff up. Is that good, Paul? Paul's not fucking sleeping. Is that good, Paul?
Yeah.
That's right. Looking at the clock.
Pan a little bit more to the left.
And But yeah, we packed two pillows, clothes. We have a little safe that has like our birth certificates and Blair's shit in it. And
so
the
why didn't y'all
like
take both vehicles?
Well, actually, I'm glad we didn't, because four vehicles went up there and three out of the four had at least one nail in their tire by the time we got up there. Chelsea's car isn't really like a, it wouldn't have done well, because we went to Mississippi. They have a camp. It's cool, too. I got a chance to actually sight in one of my guns at 200 yards over there. And they put nails everywhere, shingles everywhere, big trees you got to roll over and
makes
shit.
You
so it was
camp
just
for
trucks.
Your truck, huh?
Yeah, right. But even with a truck, I could fit one long gun case. I have a little bag that has two handguns in it, ammo. And my truck was full to the top. So there's no way you're taking, like if you're hoarding, apocalyptic.
Well, if you have
10,000 rounds of ammo,
you have a bunch
20
of
different
cases,
guns.
You're probably good.
Yeah, I guess.
You throw them all in the bed.
I even with all the gas, I put one in the bed because, it was a Pelican case. But I mean, then you gotta worry about when you're getting gas. We're talking about 5 or 6 days in, and there's a rule which is 3 days to animal. After 3 days with no food, water, or power,
mm-hmm.
people were acting crazy. It's a fucking problem.
We had looting in my neighborhood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We don't.
I told you. Well,
everybody hates us.
I don't want to say his name, but somebody called me, a customer of ours, said he shot somebody in the shoulder. He said he shot him in the shoulder. He thought he had a gun. He walked up on him. It was a big old knife.
Mm-hmm.
He had a big beard, a big ponytail, and looked, kind of like a homeless guy. And he was in his backyard in Lakeview. Shot him once in the shoulder. Cops came. Ambulance came. Picked him up. He hadn't heard from anybody since.
Well, there was a group that apparently hit a house by me, and they stole all the appliances out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they took. All the appliances, like the refrigerator, stove, Took all the appliances.
I wish somebody would take my fridge. My fridge was a disaster. Ooh. I unplugged it and cleaned the main one out, but we got a smaller one like in the laundry room with just drinks and shit in it. I didn't think it was a big deal because it's just drinks. There's no food in it. And I opened it up. Oh, just full of mold and shit.
Oh. Yeah, I had my generator hooked up within 2 days. And that's the only reason it took me 2 days is because my entire alleyway between the two houses was stacked almost to the roof with branches from the trees. Mm-hmm. I had to drag all that out and chop it up.
Well, meanwhile, in Plaquemines Parish, at my house, I had energy.
Well, y'all
have a generator.
No, y'all aren't giving yourself enough credit. Paul, our producer, and Ginger went on a whole cross-country trip, man, picking up supplies.
And gas, and yes.
And a breakdown.
We got a cool group, man. Everybody that worked here.
We were going on a mission, man.
Everybody that worked here went around just helping everybody else. Yeah. I mean, y'all two did more than anything.
But... I was almost in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Paul?
Yeah, we brought Johnny a generator.
I
loaded up a 16-foot enclosed trailer and rolled out.
I brought Johnny some stuff. I just wanted to come see Frank, but he got some dog food and shit. As soon as I saw that he had dogs, Chelsea's like, oh, get some fucking dog food for them dogs. It's like, well, Frank's there too. Let's get him something. No, no, no. Get the dog food.
I had MREs, so I was good.
But
that's,
man, it was really cool. I liked seeing everybody kind of, you know, and there wasn't anybody that was like, fuck it, I'm out. I'm not talking to y'all.
Yeah, no.
Weeks.
And you know what? I stopped at, I got to stop at a gun store. So I stopped at the one in Madison. It's Guns and Gear. And those guys, they have offered to help us with the shop. They've offered, I mean, they mm-hmm. really, you know.
After they picked their jaws off the
ground. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I walked in with all this
after
on.
They went in the bathroom for 15 minutes.
They actually called a guy from the back to come see her.
Yeah. No, he was next door.
There's 60 other people in the store, and they're all helping. One
she walks
them.
In.
All
and
the
they're
employees
like,
are helping Ginger.
They're like, is it okay if I walk in like this? She's got all her magazines on her belt, and they're just like.
They're like, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they were cool, though. But, yeah, they still check on us. But, it was an adventure. I went by myself. I went up there to meet Paul and came home and.
Y'all had a flat tire too.
Yeah, well, I got airlocked in the mountains.
What mountains? Where were you going?
Oh,
Arkansas.
Almost in Missouri, in Arkansas.
Holy shit!
Yeah, so my truck got airlocked. Don't let your diesel do that. You gotta. Anyway,
don't be sloshing the gas around.
Yeah.
Driving 90 miles an hour with a fucking 24-foot trailer behind it, like it ain't even hooked up.
That truck is awesome. I don't feel that bitch behind me. I'm just rolling.
You know what?
I got a picture of doing like 90 or like 110 or something like that.
That's great. Shut Send up. That to the authorities.
Oh, you rat bastard.
You fucking rat.
With this big old fucking trailer hooked up like it ain't even there.
I don't feel it.
Time's a wasting, son.
Oh, that's right. I was ready to get home. Boy.
We were on a mission from God. We had to help our family.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, on the way home.
We
so
had the Lord on our side.
We were
son.
Stopped in Macomb to get gas, and there was no gas. We had to backtrack all the way back up to Brookhaven to get
Before
gas.
I went and saw Frank, we went all the way to pretty much the middle of Mississippi before we could find gas.
Yeah.
And Matt Kutcher, the dude that was on our podcast, Matt Jr., he gave me, I thought I was going to go pick up like a couple gas cans for him. He gave me a big old, already tapped, big old gas thing that
nice.
Hooks up to his big generator. It looks like a trailer. It's mm-hmm. a big generator for those movie productions. That
right,
they do.
Right, right.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, this is, you need diesel? So we get there, I get back, and that's why we were late going to your house. And I'm like, well, how are we going to get this fucking thing out of the back of my truck? It, you know, it's 55 gallons of diesel.
Right.
We didn't
shit.
Think this through.
You put it straight in my truck.
And, you know, Matt, he's lunatic. I love Matt. He's fucking crazy, though. He gets a hose, cuts it.
Yep. Sucks
it out.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then fills
that's how
one,
we do it.
One gas thing full of it. Clamps it off. There's no more other gas
right,
things
let's
that
lift
are empty. I'm like, well, fuck, that ain't doing it. And now he's like.
He done sucked up.
He dumped it all diesel. Over me. I'm covered in diesel. We put a bunch of cat litter on the back of me. So my truck was just wrecked. But we found a way to get it out. Found a way to get it out of the back of my truck. We kind of made steps and stepped it out. But anyway, as far as guns go, I was surprised at how much shit, you know, you're picking like. Picking teams,
you don't realize
you know,
what you got.
Like you're in middle
you
school,
bring it
middle
somewhere.
School, you know, football on the on recess. You're picking, you're
what are
picking
you doing?
Your team. Scratching my back.
Oh my god. Oh
yeah.
Where's it at?
It's in the front of my pants. No, thank you very much. That was good. And I'm so you're picking teams like in football. So grabbed an AR, a Glock.
You left the nerdy kid in the
small,
safe.
A small Glock. And that's it. I mean, that's all I could fit in the car. And our car was cram packed with shit.
She drives it more than that in the front seat on any given day.
Yeah, she did a good. She did good. Most of my shit is not. You know, SBRs and pistols. I think that might be the way to go. Like, I like that AK-74 behind you.
I have one almost just like, I have an M85 and an M92, both in the yard with that stock.
I had the Maxim, and then I had my Danger Defense, and I had my 9mm, you know, Glock 19 in the Flux.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this on my side, so.
But you can get.
And the shotgun, I'm sorry.
I was thinking I could probably fit, if I really wanted to, 4 or 5 guns, but I mean, you're not going to be able to use them.
No, but you're
you
saving
gotta pick
them.
It. You got to pick the
your homeowner's going to cover that?
No. I wasn't super worried about people breaking in because all of our neighbors stayed and a bunch of them had home generators. So I wasn't super worried about that. But
yeah, I live on a street with a bunch of cops.
But like if shit went down,
right,
like a blackout, solar flare or something, and it really gets bad. Water is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Water is super heavy.
Yep.
So most of your shit is going to be water and food. Ammo is super heavy.
Yeah, it is.
So it just makes you think. I was thinking of what you thought about all of that. What y'all? I mean, I know you pretty much just brought guns.
I didn't realize to the extent.
Once we started packing, is when I realized I was fucked. I had to, you know, what I thought I could bring in a 4x4 pickup truck was completely, especially with a baby.
Yeah,
now they got fucking toys and
I was gonna
squeaky.
Say, yeah, you got a lot of stuff.
I didn't realize what I could deal with.
The dog food, water.
I didn't realize what I could deal with until that happened. Because once the lights went out, and the water got shut off.
Yeah, okay? That's the big deal.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Nothing.
I mean, think about that across the country.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I started like fuck, what am I gonna do? And then, I mean, I do keep like 4 full size filled Kentwood water bottles all the time with that water in them,
mm-hmm.
unopened. But I didn't have like extra stuff after that. And then I started thinking, well, fuck, I got 4 dogs to give water to. Also, like, do I give them the water I ran into the tub? You know, because I filled my bathtubs up.
Which is cool. You saw those bladders that they make? I'm going to order one. There's a bladder that
drinking water, though.
Right.
But, like, the reason you fill the tub up most of the time is because when the sewer...
The toilet.
Yeah, you can dump water in the toilet.
Well, we had a pool in the back.
Oh, well,
yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, he gets still.
So you just dump water. But there's make big bladders for drinking water that are tapped.
Yeah.
And you stick
in
your
tub. They fit right
in
your tub, yeah.
Fill it up before the hurricane comes. And then you got, you know, I don't know, 300 gallons of water or whatever, which is cool. But you got to stay home. You got to leave.
300
gallons. Fucking
tub.
No. Fish tank.
Shit.
It is, but somewhere between 10 and 500 gallons. So I don't know if.
Those bladders have been around for a while.
But if you leave, you know, you ain't taking that with you.
No, you're not taking that.
You can empty it and use it as a body bag. You're probably
and then for us, until they cleared all the debris and the trees, because Industrial Hand is a ton of trees, there was also a lot of damage to the Shriners.
Your neighborhood was a wreck.
I know.
I told them, so your neighborhood's worse than mine.
To the Shriners facility where they usually set up for the for like the distribution centers mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that it took them forever just to get that set up because they had to clear that parking lot. And so everything was set up on the West Bank across the bridge. So you had to actually drive over and through all kinds of debris to go over and get like water, MREs, and that kind of stuff.
I told Chelsea, wait. I said, wait 3 days. And then right after that,
start shooting.
They killed somebody on veterans, some crazy woman.
Oh, at the gas station?
No.
Some lady was doing some fuckery and actually like drug a cop. Don't hammer me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure she drugged somebody. I think it was a cop, ran him over and ended up shooting her. And then right after that, right by my house, at a gas station, some young kid shot some dude who was cutting in line.
So stupid.
That was just 3 days.
I know.
3 to 5 days. Think if there was no power, no water. for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Think of that.
Well, look at that movie. That's Contagion, a fucking problem. Dude, where it's they shut everything off.
Oh yeah.
Or look, I did see this one movie. I forget the name of it. Where this IT guy, he lived off the grid out in the woods. Everything was self-contained in his house, and there was some kind of nuclear event, and it wiped out a lot of people. And it was just him and his daughters. And so they had no idea that there was even an issue until people started showing up at their house, mm-hmm. and are like, you know, give us your fucking shit. You know, it was crazy. It was how they had to handle it.
Well, we had, as a lot of y'all know, because I posted about it, you know, we had the
National Guard.
Yeah, thank you. We had all that. We stopped at our lawn, you know, and if you don't work or live in my parish, you don't get in. A lot of people were pissed.
Yeah, they
and we
stopped
don't know
you
why.
Before you got to
there's
the...
There's nothing there. We're an island. We didn't have any
I
resources.
I asked you about that. Why
yeah,
everybody
I
was slamming it.
It. Well, because they couldn't get through. And so they were making signs. It was so stupid. Just
yeah,
to
they
show
blocked,
their...
They had a roadblock before you ever even got to the tunnel or to the bridge.
To get through.
To even get right. to Belt
So
Chase.
It was so funny.
And
they were
checking
having
IDs
signs.
And saying, you don't live here. You can't come in.
So they made signs and put at the parish line with us coming back into Jefferson. You know, stuff like... Plaquemines, stay out of Jefferson Parish assholes. And I was like, we're going to stay out of everybody's assholes. So we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, eat shit plaque because they couldn't spell Plaquemines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't really know how to spell it.
None of the signs were spelled correctly.
But they're like, you know, they're keeping resources from us. I'm like, we don't have shit. This is because, one, we have a, you know,
yeah, that's
military
why we're
base.
Coming out to you.
Yeah.
To get the shit because we don't have
it. We don't have anything. So we have a military base, you know, and it really, I love it because it keeps all the bullshit out of our parish. I like living on my little island.
That little MP5, man, would be a good one.
I have one of those PTR.
God, I love that.
I keep thinking about getting that Uzi downstairs.
God, that Uzi's cool, too.
I love that Uzi.
A little sub-pistol caliber. Sub
I can
gun
see
like
you
that.
Jumping out of that truck with that fucking
I wheel. Would. I thought I was going to have to call into work late yesterday. I had an issue with a road rage guy. I'm like, today's the day. Today's going to be the day. I'm going to have to tell it. I'm going to have to be a little late.
You know what she does?
I just killed this motherfucker.
She'll drive past the motherfucker and then guns it.
black
blows
smoke.
A big old pile of black smoke into the car next to her if they're fucking with her.
I love that. Suck on
got
that
the window
baby.
Down. Fuck motherfucker.
But there was.
Stop telling people what I do.
Well, you know it's you then if you run up on a New Orleans big old jacked up truck. I was just about to say, but there was a few times though where we were like, "This is a fucking problem."
Yeah.
Dude,
this could be a
they're
real. This is
well,
a
I didn't
problem.
Even get to that point until
right before
after
we left.
I shit
we
my pants about the roof coming off.
A few gunshots. It was a problem, and now we were like 6 days in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even five Jenny, days my friend in. Jenny, texted me like the other night. She was like, oh, "I just heard gunshots." I said, "You need me to come? we're coming." She's like, "No, I think it's stopped."
I'm surprised that a customer of ours, really nice guy, local business owner, he had to shoot somebody in his backyard with a knife.
Well, that's why I like. That's why I kind of like. I mean, love living in St. Charles Parish is because the cops there. I mean, it is a very rich parish. Like they do pay pretty well to the cops and to make sure we have good vehicles and all that kind of stuff.
That's what tax money should go to.
Yeah, exactly.
But even my neighbor, who's a police officer and. He does a lot of the work on the cars and stuff like that. He was getting called constantly for tires that got blown from nails and things like that. So they were patrolling regularly. It was really, I mean, they did a great job.
Yeah, there was a lot of cops. They did great with the business too. I would see a bunch of them coming in. And when I was at Shooters Club, we and Billy, and there was a cop car there, and I walked up to him. It was the Harahan chief of police.
Oh really?
God damn it. It's a friend of ours. I'll think of it in a minute. But anyway, I was like, what the fuck are you doing
right,
here?
I'll stop rubbing your legs.
I'll you know, we're just keeping an eye on the building. I was like, man, that's great.
Yeah,
thanks.
We appreciate
yeah,
it.
They all work once that happens. You know, once that shit happens.
Yeah, but he was posted up in the parking lot, which is cool. Nails everywhere.
Tim Walker?
Tim Walker, yeah, thank you. Sorry, Tim. Yeah, Tim Walker. Thought it was, you know, just an unmarked police car, but yeah, Tim Walker. What the shit you doing here? Man, we just posting up, making sure nobody
screws
around.
We'll take
it. Man, thanks,
we'll take
man.
It, that's right.
But we had 2 weeks with no power. I thought we'd have a lot longer. I spoke to a couple of buddies of mine that work for energy, and they're like, man, you're looking at 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Dude, no power, no power I can handle to a certain extent, but there's no water that got me.
Yeah, the water is what was going to make me leave, too, not having that.
And they told us the 29th was our expected day that the power came on, and it came on today. Today was the day they actually got our power on.
Yeah, we got power 3 days ago. 2 or 3 days ago. We got power.
Well, the really shitty part was we got power, but everybody in our entire neighborhood had power except for my side of the street.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks. I was like, son of a bitch.
We got power. Super happy, pumped. I'm running around naked in the house and stuff. Like partying. Celebrating. High on the hog. And then like an hour after, no power. Power cuts off. And I had left to run to the store. And Chelsea's like, the fucking power's off again. And I'm like, just chill out. I'm sure they're reconnecting something. And it came back on in like 2 hours. But, man, that sucks. If you get power and then it goes off for 4 more days.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. The generator for the sewage went out and the generator for the water went out in our parish. And that sewage backed up in like one whole street's house. Everybody's house.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to the bathroom in my house.
Well, our power lines.
Shitting in Blair's diapers and throwing them in the trash. Once it backs up, it just shoots all that shit back in your house.
Done. All our power lines in our neighborhood are underground.
Why don't people do that? Why don't they do that?
Well, all the surrounding areas are all lines, though. So when they go down, we still go down.
I don't understand why.
But our neighborhood is all underground. So you can tell when the power's going to go out. Because like when the storm was hitting and all of a sudden you hear like that, you know, outside, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, something's interfering with the power. And it'll like get like the lights will get dim and come back. And that'll happen for like an hour.
That's your warning.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it'll just go out completely. But
we had a house catch on fire right behind my house.
We had a woman this morning called 911, two, three houses down from me. And all of a sudden I'm outside and this fire truck and an ambulance and everything else come to find out that she had a CO2 smoke alarm in the house. Mm-hmm. And the CO2 was going off.
Because her generator was natural gas.
No.
Oh.
She freaked out and called 911. They came in and said that the back bedroom had CO2. So I guess they vented the house, got everything out. But it was because the generator was too close to the house.
Oh, it was pumping it into the house.
And they had it over an overhang. And it was going into the soffits.
Yeah.
And getting into the bedroom. So the attic was probably completely full of CO2. But the way that they had it situated, and Entergy puts out so many warnings and guidelines on what not to do and what to do with generators, and people still just ignore them. Like I've heard of guys that had a generator in their kitchen and a duct running out the window to vent the exhaust. It's just stupid.
You saw that post that went kind of viral, super funny. It said some guy said his name was Carl. Carl, and he's sending a message to Energy, and he must have Snapchatted it, and then it went around. He said, "I'm up here on this pole. What's the red wire go to?" And Energy sent like a very, message saying, "Carl, please do not go up any poles. Stay away from down power lines. Do not touch anything for your safety and the safety of the And then somebody right underneath it said, "You had your chance, fuckers. Let Carl work."
See, what I don't understand, too, is a lot of people don't just... Like, for me, when the power goes out, I automatically throw my main breaker.
Oh, yeah.
Because when the power comes back on, you don't know what condition that power's in when it gets to your house. Or if it's going to just keep shutting on and off, on and off, on and off. Because I had to turn off my AC when it was cycling like that. Because I'm like, fuck, I don't want my damn AC to get fucked up from turning on and off. And that's the first thing I always do is throw that main breaker. Mm-hmm. And that way...
And then I unplug all my stuff after that, too, usually.
Most of my stuff's on surge protectors. I just turn it all off. But because I'm not condoning this to anyone, but I backfeed my generator into my dryer plug. But once you throw that main breaker, it's not going to energize the poles. It's not going to electrocute somebody. but it's decent enough to run everything but my central air. You know, it'll run the fan, but it won't run the compressor.
Mm.
So I can still use my ceiling fans, my lights, everything, and it's a solid enough amount of electricity that nothing dims, nothing flickers, you know, all that kind of shit. Plus, everything I have is LED. All my lights inside the house, my light bulbs and everything, everything's LED. So it doesn't use a whole lot of wattage.
So you have the same generator coming that I have on my house.
I have the 2200.
Okay, I got the 24 because I was going to run my pool too. So, but that should run everything.
My house
everything.
Is small though.
Mine is too. Mine's tiny. This one I'm
the guy said tiny. It would like an 18 would do, but
did you figure out what that red light was?
Any of them.
Yeah, it just needed to be serviced and an oil change and oil. Mm-hmm. I took care of that today. But I'll tell you what.
You said it's supposed to run for like 12 days without being fucked with.
Hey, it did the whole time. So we went out of power early. I don't know why, but Saturday morning at 9:30, we didn't have power. The storm wasn't even there yet.
I think they might shut power down.
They diverted it all to the base.
It's okay. I mean, I had power. So, but I mean, it ran that whole week. I mean, no problem.
You didn't have
problems,
to do anything?
Nothing. I didn't touch shit.
That's pretty cool.
When the power goes off, it goes off. It's probably off for 10 seconds. Generator cuts on and
you you know who's going to take a big hit is Cox Cable.
Because
AT&T in a lot of places back up, but Cox has no... From what last thing I read was they didn't have any kind of...
The business uses Cox.
I know.
But this is the thing. Is that our line on the ground out there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Probably.
There's a line hanging on the side right here.
They don't have any estimated date of return of service. Right.
Our AT&T, like UVerse and stuff, phones, that's our TV's still not working.
I haven't seen any trucks anywhere, actually, now that you say that.
Mm-hmm. AT&T for Cox? No, either. I haven't seen Cox at either. All. But I mean, I'm sure their infrastructure got just as messed up because everything they do runs on those poles also. Yeah. And Entergy don't give a shit about that. Entergy just leaves that shit laying on the ground. Yeah. They'll put the poles back up or fix the poles. Like River Road today, I rode down River Road and it looks like every single freaking pole is brand new on River Road. I mean, every one of them. And wires... It actually looks like they just hacksawed or chainsawed all the existing poles, left it all laying on the ground, and just put brand new shit up.
But you know,
that's what it looks
saying
like.
You know, we have linemen come across the country to come help. You don't have
cable
companies coming across the country to come help. So
imagine what your rates would be then.
Big props to those guys.
I
was
amazed. They're great.
They bust their
ass. The kind of shit that gives me hope. You know,
there are.
That people will band together and work.
Yeah.
Those guys make a lot of money.
Yeah, but I get
still,
hope.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it's still.
But see, now the other side of it, everybody opening up, like there's churches and all that said, hey, come, we'll have cots set up. We have air conditioning. Right. We'll feed you meals. You don't have to go sleep in your truck. You don't have to go, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
And then that first shower after like 2 weeks without a hot shower.
Make sure. 30-minute one. I mean, y'all might probably
but you
take
see now, I was
anyway.
Taking I was taking cold showers because I didn't have air conditioning or anything else. I was steaming hot every single day.
It's funny you say that. I take cold showers a lot too, because Chelsea Bays Blair first, and then she puts her to sleep right. And then I will purposely bite the bullet for Chelsea's sake and take a cold shower. She gets a hot bath.
Get you a
I know, man. I almost bought one. I don't know why I didn't.
You need one.
I almost bought one.
You know, they
one.
Got them
it
now.
It doesn't run out.
In the faucet. Like, you don't even, like, or in the shower. It's the shower head itself is the heater.
Oh, man.
So you don't even need a tankless hot water heater. It's on the faucet.
It's got Bluetooth?
Maybe.
Yeah.
My daughter's shower head has Bluetooth.
But what's great about a tankless? It's got a speaker in it. As if it busts, there's no water everywhere.
Right, right.
You don't have 55 gallons coming in your house.
As soon as we moved in, we paid a good bit of money just for like a roofer to come out, tell me what's wrong. A guy that goes in the attic with the AC, tell me what's wrong. Tankless, you know, the water heater guy, tell me what's wrong. And he's like, your water heater's hanging on by a thread. It's like so thin at the bottom.
I've replaced mine three times.
It's going to start getting little holes in it and then just bust through your. So we replaced that. I was like, well, what about tankless? It's not that much more expensive than the one you're getting. We got a big old But he, for some reason, he talked me out of it.
Oh,
I should have got one.
Because see, now, every, he made more money on that one, probably.
Every guy, every heating AC guy that I've talked to has said run it in conjunction with your hot water heater.
Run what?
A tankless. Instead of just blatantly getting rid of... something about the tankless only heats a certain number of degrees past what the existing temperature of the water is.
Hmm.
So if that's you... I'm just telling you what they told me.
I had two in my house. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Just get four tanklesses, so
experience.
It'll go from 64 degrees to 69 degrees to 74 degrees. Before you know it, after 10 tankless water heaters.
923,000 degrees.
Right, fucking right. Just coming out, just straight mist going back up into the air.
Just steam coming out the fucking...
You won't even have water anymore.
It's like
after
fog.
That.
But no, that's what you need. Don't go without. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, no.
But like
you
I said,
I still don't
look
have
at the
generator.
Ones. Look at the ones that are the shower
and I bought
head.
It like 2 months
ago. Well,
that's
ago. What I was going to say. When are you supposed to get that installed?
Well, they said they're waiting on the parish. The parish is hasn't given the variance and approval for it yet.
Because let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to install it, and then another guy's got to come out and hook it, and, like, turn it on with you.
Like, connect it to the actual electricity.
We've been kind of in a fight. I'm just about to just go pick it up because it's already paid for and he's got it. He just hadn't hooked it up yet because he's waiting on the permits.
We had a lineman in here the other day that was telling us he went to an apartment complex and there was a guy reconnecting the lines from the pole to the apartment complex. And he's like, you know, hey, are you an electrician? And he said, no, I'm just a guy they hired to hook this up.
He's
he,
like,
he wasn't
an
electrician
I'm not
at all.
Nothing.
And he was like, that's going to have to be green tagged and then...
He said, and he
somebody's
was asking
got to inspect
what kind
it.
Of green tag.
Yeah, and he goes, so all I got to do is have a green tag on? And he's like, I'm leaving right now.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
It is crazy.
And don't be mean to the linemen. So some linemen had come in here this storm.
Are
the
people
October
being mean?
Yeah, they said that they're stealing stuff off their truck while they're up on the pole.
Yeah, that's
shitty.
Fucking stupid.
God.
I'm trying to hook up your electricity,
and
you're
gonna
steal the shit I need to hook up your electricity
out of my truck. Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
I think most people are being nice, though, for the most part.
As long as
I know there people were bitching at them too, like, you know, turn my, when are you gonna get my electricity turned on? I'm putting up this pole.
It's like you have a home. Still. There's people that don't have a home after this.
Yeah, that lady's house caught on fire right behind my house. That was something to watch. It was like a day after I hit the block. There's a bunch of smoke and shit. She's pulling dogs out of her house. I'm like, is there fucking people in there? She's like, well, just these two dogs. I'm like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I kicked the generator over and blew up and caught
kicked
my house.
It over?
She must have been upset.
It's sitting on my kitchen table.
Saints lost a preseason game and she kicked that fucker over. But yeah, whole house caught on fire. She didn't seem too bothered by it, though. So,
yeah,
there
was something where there was a church that was handing out food. In a parking lot, you know, that one of those drive-through hot meal things. And they had this big, long trailer that had a kitchen in it, you know, like a food truck almost. And one night I drove by and that motherfucker was fine. They were passing out meals. Next day I drove by and that motherfucker was burned to the ground.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it actually on fire. That was on the West Bank by the skating rink.
So if you have the money, I think the way to go is, which we were talking about before, is getting like a storage locker. Buying like a cheap trailer that has like AC, not a trailer, but like a mobile home that has like what your daughter's van is, but like a trailer,
like a camper,
like a camper, yeah, like a camper, and filling that up with your guns
like
and
a
ammo.
Fifth wheel?
No, like a so where you can get your truck. Shit's going down.
So like those little white
hook it up real quick.
Trailers.
Roll.
Like that the grass cutting
like
guy
like in The Accountant,
right,
like
right,
we were
right.
talking about.
Right, like The Accountant.
Well,
he's
got that Airstream.
Yeah,
he
he's got Picassos and shit.
That's
yeah, yeah. Too gold, silver. Uh-huh. That's right.
Shit's
you hook
the $10 million trailer.
That's right. You hook your truck up to it, and you go
roll
on.
Out.
Shit, that's an expensive ass.
That's the way to do it, though.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That way you don't have to worry about storing your guns and ammo.
You
They're
live
safe.
How you want. You fucking park that bitch anywhere and
just
live
out.
That's
the way to go. If you got
start that fucking generator.
Yep. Sleep in there. And get your guns in there.
Now, we did have a guy. We're under a boil of water, right? Advisory.
Yeah, I didn't know that until two or 3 days after, and I was super scared.
Yeah.
Well, look. So we're under a boil of water advisory, and we got a guy that's
I forgot I wore glasses for like 4 hours. I forgot I wore glasses, and I was scared that I couldn't see the TV. I was freaking out.
Well, we got a guy.
I get real scared with shit like that.
And hitting acid.
Stop. Guy in the neighborhood. Yeah. We're under bull water advisory, and he's pressure washing his fucking house.
Yeah, no.
They're saying limit your sewer usage and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And he's fucking pressure washing his house. Some people just do some stupid shit.
Yeah, they're just
shit.
Not considerate. Well, you can tell people that haven't gone through many storms because they don't have storm etiquette. Now, there is storm etiquette.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Kevin, they used to work. He brought me like 5 tarps. He brought me some Pedialyte. He brought me a bunch of tarps.
I should have got some tarps.
Well, I ended up passing out like 4 tarps to my neighbors to put on their roofs right after.
Oh, I thought he was going to say passing out, because you showed me and Paul pictures of you working, and you did look like you was about ready to pass out.
It was hot.
You didn't look like yourself. You look very ill.
I had to change clothes like four times a day.
That heat is the problem.
Yeah, it was.
Well, and how humid it was after the storm.
I can deal with most of it except the heat, especially at night.
Well, I'll tell you what, going to the gym helped, because there was no way I could have done that if I was
just... To prep your body for doing that, yeah.
Because that was constant work all day until the evening. Because I couldn't start my generator even because of the gas issue. So... Until I got my gas delivery from Ginger, I couldn't even, I mean, I was running it from like 10 o'clock at night till 8 o'clock in the morning, or till 6 or 4 in the morning. And that was it, because I had this little window unit in that would at least cool my room. And so during the day, I was changing clothes every few hours because they were sopping wet. I could literally wring them out and making sure I drank plenty of water. But I mean, it took me forever just to clear debris out of my backyard and my front yard, getting it all straight. It was horrible. And even during the storm, I mean, I had huge branches, like you're talking, you know, 6 to 8 inch in diameter logs that fell on my house. And luckily they fell flat. They didn't fall piercing. So it didn't like go through my roof. Mm-hmm. It caused a little bit of damage, but it didn't actually puncture my roof.
Yeah, one time I was on the phone and he's like, oh shit, there was something else. I was like, I heard it. I can hear it over the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And then, and I'm actually going outside.
And oh my God.
And I'm yanking stuff off the roof.
During the storm.
Yeah. And it, dude, it's like blowing. Like I got video of it fucking blowing. And I'm going outside like raking drains. It's like 120 knot winds outside. I mean, it's crazy.
Somebody said it was like 160. Is that true?
That's what I think they clocked the highest speed.
They said it was like a category 5, not a 4.
This is the thing. This storm was so mean. Look what it did all the way up to even New York.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't
even
slow
as a tropical
down.
Storm.
Yeah, it didn't slow down once it got on land.
They keep saying it was a 4, but everybody else is saying it was a 5.
That bitch just sat there.
Yeah, once that sucker hit land and she just sat there for like 2 hours.
What an asshole.
We had power till like 4 in the morning.
Well, I was waiting for it to pass. Because like I said, I'm literally leaning on my front door like this. And I'm getting beat by the door. And water's coming in just dripping on me. And at this point, I just don't give a shit. It's like I'm being waterboarded in my front door. And I'm just waiting to hear some kind of settling, like it's moved on.
Right.
And I mean, it took hours.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Was mean.
Yeah, it was like 10 hours. It was like super high winds.
Well, and I hear these logs rolling on my roof. And I'm like, my fucking roof is coming off. It's coming off. I can tell. It's going to fucking rip off. And now a lot of people's did come off.
Yeah. That's one good thing I got. We got a new roof when we moved in from a guy I know that lives by my mom, and we didn't lose any really? Part of our roof. I mean, it's a brand new roof.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, though. We got people.
But our roof did really well. So
a block over, the entire house was collapsed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around the corner, there's a house
where
the whole roof is ripped
off. There must have been a tornado
that
touched down near us, because somebody's half of their house was brick. Was all on the ground.
Well, yeah, there's a big like attorney office.
Like if it was a cake, somebody
Road.
Just cut a third of the cake off.
Right. What is this?
And it was real clean.
Speaking of cake, I didn't get no cake for my birthday.
This attorney's office.
We'll get you a cake. It was her birthday when
I had one ordered and right before the storm and the storm hit and I couldn't get it then. I couldn't go pick it up. But
me too. I had a bunch of
this
cupcakes.
Office.
And cakes.
Anyway, this office.
Paul, what did you have ordered?
This. this office building.
I had you several guns and cars and another house, but all that shit got destroyed. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right.
61 and a half.
61 and a half.
So this this attorney's office, which is like two stories tall, all brick. And that whole like whole side wall was just laying.
You're talking
on the
about on
River Road.
Because there's right on the other side of River Road on Jefferson Highway, same thing.
Really?
It's actually our Allstate.
Even our volunteer fire department. The one side of it is all brick, and it sucked.
Yeah, they must have had
ground.
A couple tornadoes because one of these houses was really new and it was all brick, and the house was perfect except for like one corner of it was just
that
wrecked.
Sucks.
So what do you think? You're gonna be able to get out? Something worse happens.
Worse.
What guns you taking? Yeah, like a solar flare or like a Mount St. Helens erupts or some shit. Yeah, fuck, that's rough. Can you see that ball?
That's me filming out the front of my house.
And that's like 10 hours.
I know of that being just beating my
constant
house and everything else. And you can't
see.
That,
I hate
that,
I
that
hate
branch right there is actually off my roof. That's sitting on my roof.
That was one of the few nights where I actually got in bed early because I was like, I do not want to see my roof get blown off. I don't want to see all my fences get. And they did. All my fences. We just put up new fences.
All my fences are down.
Fences fucking
are
snapped
they vinyl?
Or down. No, they would.
Oh.
I felt sorry for Kelsey because her mother's apartment, the roof ripped off of it, and all her stuff got destroyed pretty much.
Did she get anything back?
She got a couple of things. She went and salvaged some things that were metal or glass or stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, that she could actually get the mold off of.
Well, that's the problem I was talking about earlier. We took a little safe thing, a little lockbox we have that has our birth certificates, Blair's stuff in it, her first communion,
mm-hmm.
you know, not communion, her baptism when they dunk the babies in the
mm-hmm.
water, or the shit they call that.
Dunk.
Her a little gold thing that her Pyran got, her Chelsea's jewelry, I have a watch, and, you know, there's so much shit that you think about that you bring, and there's no room for 50 guns and 5,000 rounds of ammo.
Well, see, my house, too, and for some reason, I don't know what it was, but... the only room that took water was Kelsey's closet, and a whole bunch of her clothes got moldy and mildewed.
Yeah.
So she's got the worst of it out of the whole storm and from both places. And I thought she was going to lose it because she had a lot of sentimental collectible stuff from her great grandfather, her grandmother. Now her great grandmother has her great grandmother's coat from when she was alive. And that is like the only thing she has to remember her by. And it came out not a speck of dirt on it, which was crazy.
I was going to tell you, you can bring it to those Chinese people down the street. They'll hook it up. Uh-huh. Or they'll steal it, one or the other.
No, she did. It. I mean, she grabbed some of the stuff. She said she was satisfied with the stuff that she was able to grab. But, I mean, dude, it was... And I told her before she even left, because I just happened to have a hazmat suit. She had a full face respirator. She had, you know, with the hoodie and the gloves and everything.
Frank's ready for the end.
So she had all that when she went over there. I gave her big lawn garbage bags with zip ties. And I said, you double bag everything. You zip tie it. You put it in the back of the car and then you bring it home. And then I had this spray bottle that we mixed bleach and water. And I sprayed everything down and wiped it. Got all the mold off and everything. It was rough, though. But I mean, I felt bad for her because of everything.
Same exact day as Katrina.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Two bitches.
Yeah, they need to start naming these things old man names.
I lost my house in Katrina, so I know how it feels.
Oh yeah, Katrina fucked up everything.
Yeah.
We stayed for Katrina.
For us, this was worse. This was a lot worse.
Yeah, for us it was too. Mm-hmm. Before we left.
When she brought me that gas, she was like, your neighborhood is bad.
Yeah, when we were coming out of your neighborhood when it was darker, I turned my headlights off, and it was like you're in an abyss.
I know.
Like underwater, mm-hmm. like 5,000 feet
I
under.
Know.
You can't see nothing. Yeah, it was crazy. Think about that as like the norm.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like some kind of EMP burst or something goes off and everything electronic shuts down?
And then what do? You stay or you move? Because you're not going to be able to take water and ammo and guns. You can't.
Nope.
I mean, unless you have a big truck with a big trailer, like a moving
with a lot of gas.
But then you're going to get hit. Somebody's going to take that shit from you.
Oh, yeah. God. We had so much firepower with us. That's one thing about coming behind me.
I'm talking about an like
worst
an EMP.
Worst comes to worst, you light up the
like
trailer
the
and fucking...
I'm talking
yeah, because
about
the cars
EMP.
Aren't
going
to run then either.
Right. Well, you'd have to get an old truck.
So
an old
my
car.
Daughter's might, her old 79 E350, that might run still.
Yeah, right.
Well,
so actually, they said that some of the cars would actually probably will work, depending on what...
Actually, probably?
Yeah, well, actually will work.
They also said that artificial sweeteners were safe and WMDs
well,
were in Iraq.
No, they've actually done
and
testing.
Marilyn Monroe married for love.
But
Anna Nicole married for love.
But they actually did testing with the EMPs.
Still got the shovel.
That's a good movie.
Buried in the desert outside of Annalee.
You got proof?
They actually did the shovel. They actually did a lot of testing with that with EMPs and cars. And a lot of times they just shut off, but you were able to start them back up again. And you know they had some issues, but they still worked. So
man, I love all the posts about those people that had electric cars with a bunch
too.
Of gas all over.
I loved it
stuck
too.
Stuck to the car,
the generator running, charging the car.
How you love the oil field now, motherfucker?
Yeah, with gas. Mm-hmm. Oh shit, man!
Now I did rig up a.
I was pretty badass. I saw it.
The set of solar panels.
Yeah.
That actually charged a battery that had an inverter hooked to it that ran fans to blow on my dogs while they were in their room. So during the day.
Right.
While I'm out working.
That's another one I forgot about. The dog was with us. Baby dog, dog food, baby food, diapers.
See,
that's all the shit we had.
I could charge my phone from that. I could do because that's 200 watts of solar power charging a 12 volt battery that is a little 110 inverter. And it ran everything I plugged into it. It was pretty cool.
I need some more guns, some different guns.
That's what I said.
You need guns that come in in cases that are like Pelican cases already.
Yeah.
So you just grab them and throw them in the back of the truck and go.
I like that little AK.
I'm telling you, I got SBR two exactly one. Like that. That What's, are SBRs.
Yeah. I like them. The MP5s are... fucking bad. They're
and
so
see my M85 has the little adapter on the bottom so it takes regular AR mags.
Yeah, right.
Instead of
I think we have some
the AK
in the store.
Not the AK. I mean, you have the ones that take the AK mags that shoot 5.56.
Oh, not the AR mags. Yeah, right. Those are cool.
But it takes regular AR magazines. It's got a little adapter hooked to the bottom of it. It's awesome. And then my M92 shoot 7.62 AK mags, and it's set up exactly the same as my M85, and I both of them have triangular stocks on them. Both of them are SBR'd. It's awesome.
So we're gonna link this to a video of us shooting one of those Kel-Tec 5.7s, and those other full auto, whatever you those triggers. Did you ever order those?
No, I haven't ordered the new ones, those wide open triggers.
Why?
I've heard a lot of complaints about them. I've heard a lot of good things, but it's basically it's a complete knockoff of the rare breed, and they're not as made. The quality is not as
no quality.
Good.
That would be like a selling. I shouldn't say.
Yeah,
this.
I mean
that would be like a selling a sky.
I mean, I wouldn't mind getting one or two to try it out, but. Problem is
classy, not trashy.
Yeah, I may try to get some more rare breeds.
We're the
different. What I wonder, we're gonna do two things. We're gonna still when we get to 300, we're gonna do that Wrangler, and then we're gonna do another one separate from that, which will be one of those Fostec triggers.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna buy
like
and
those.
And we're gonna give it away. So if you, I'm gonna. Turn it over to Frank in a minute because he understands it more. When we get to 300 subscribers, we gave away that Wrangler after 200 to some to some dude who's actually in the area. He was a really nice guy. He said he never won anything, so that was cool. And then we get to 300. So if you're already a subscriber, make sure your
profile or your subscription is set to public.
Right, so we can see it.
Right. We have we to be able to see that you've subscribed. Right. Otherwise, you we can't us. Include you in the raffle.
Right. So 300, we get to 300. If you already subscribed, just make sure that you are, that it's not hidden from us, that's public.
There's also another way to enter, which is up now, which you can go to the website, the number 2shotsinpodcast.com, and you can click on there's an option to join the raffle. And when you do, you do certain things like us on Facebook, like us on Instagram, things like that. And once you do all those steps, you're entered to win the raffle also.
Okay, cool. And then when we get to, it's going to be a really, for the entries, it's going to be, you're only going to be against like 50 people. So 50 people, the first 50 people that send us an email to Two Shots In Podcast, it could be a question, it could be just saying, hey, or y'all suck ass, or whatever it is. First 50
thumbs
people
up,
that send us an email. Once we get to 50 emails, we're going to do the same thing, random number generator, and we're going to give away one of those FosTech triggers.
That now just make 50 fake emails like Johnny Big Balls 1 through 50.
Yeah.
And submit it.
So we're going to post that. But you also, okay, I'm sorry, and you also have to be a subscriber to the podcast. So you have to subscribe to the podcast and then send us an email through Two Shots In. Is it just twoshotsinpodcast.com or
yep.
twoshotsin.com?
The number 2shotsinpodcast.com.
And then you can
and
send
you
us
click
an email.
On contact us and send an email right through there.
All right. So subscribe. Go to twoshotsinpodcast.com. Send us an email. It could say anything. It could say mm-hmm. whatever it wants. A question would be helpful so we can answer it here on the air. And once you do, that's a separate entry to win one of those triggers. We give one of those away too when we get 50 emails.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. And
I
they're
have one of those also.
They are super cool. That's almost as good as the gun. Probably better than the gun. But so 300.
Costs more than
it
the gun.
Does. 300 subscribers. We're going to do another raffle for that second Wrangler that we told you about. And then when we get to 300 subscribers and 50 emails, we're going to give away that trigger. Here on the air, we'll do a random number generator too. Just make sure if you enter the revolver, anybody, all 50 states, it's legal. The trigger, you got to check to make sure it's legal in your area because we can only ship where it's legal. And then cut that out and put that separate so we can include it in the next shooting video we do on Facebook. All right, Hurricane Suck, anything else?
No.
Good to be back in here.
It is.
Yeah,
good to be
it
have
is.
Lights and air conditioning.
I know, right?
Ugh.
We couldn't even get in.
You need a little portable unit in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I know. We had like 4 guests too, like that week before. And,
oh, I know. Yeah, you had lined up.
Shit. Sucks. I'm trying to get Theo Vaughn in here. He's from here. He's from, he's close. I think he's from Hammond or something. And I love him. He's a comedian from New Orleans, or from Hammond, from Louisiana. He's big shit now. He's been on Rogan's podcast and stuff. But we didn't even get into the catastrophe of Biden, and just gave away all of our, pretty much all the military arms that we had in Afghanistan.
Well, it was all the stuff we gave to the Afghan National Army also. So when they folded and they said, we give up, they took all their shit. So
why not blow that shit up,
they
though?
They do have video of them destroying, like,
some
radios and some of that stuff. But all the stuff
they
gave to the Afghan National Army, they just handled right over. Yeah.
M240s.
Night vision. You're talking about radios. You're talking about everything. Yeah, I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Look, they had videos
armored
of them
Humvees.
Carrying
I think they had 4 or 6
M4s
helicopters.
With Trijicons. Yeah, and then they hung people from them, flying them over the city. Just crazy stuff. They have more firepower right now than some small countries, which is crazy. And we walked away and handed it to them like it was no big deal. Not to mention they're still Americans over there that have not come home yet.
Yeah, I think like 3,000.
It's just
between that's Americans what, and people with permanent residence.
I saw
cards
today
or visas.
This Green Beret that I'm friends with online, he was requesting anybody who knows or has a back channel to get people out of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. He needed the information to direct message him.
Well, those badass dudes are just saying, "Fuck it, we're gonna go over there and
I love that.
Take those people."
Well, there's a lot of these guys that have been using their top secret clearance to gain access to satellite imagery and different things like that, and they're guiding these people out remotely, even.
Mm-hmm.
But there are guys over there that are helping. But it's not sanctioned by the United States.
No.
That's sad.
No.
Fucking bye. But it's a shame these guys got to take that shit on themselves.
You know? Seen his approval rating plummet?
Oh, it's horrible. Dude, did you see that latest picture of him with those kids in... damn it. He went and did some photo op. Okay?
Oh, I can't wait. Chilling.
And there's
there's a ton. There's all these little kids. He wanted this photo op with all these little kids at this base, I think it was. And there's all these little girls and stuff, and he's sitting there smiling with his mask pulled down now. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two of the girls have Trump hats on.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And a little boy has a shirt says "I'll be back" with Trump on the shirt.
Oh yeah.
Dude, it was amazing. Like they were like, look at these kids trolling right to his face, and he doesn't even know it.
Can't read anymore. Or anything like
dude,
that.
It's freaking crazy.
You see that video that came out of him? I hate to be on the fucking internet. I don't know. It's probably fake, but it's a cool video. He's walking around lost. And they're like, Tommy, lost? Guide him to the right. Make sure he follows that path. Tommy, the path. Follow the. Oh fuck, he passed it up. All right, there's coming up. Make sure he doubles back and stays on the cement on the path to get back in the house. Tommy, he's going left. Take him right. Oh fuck it. I just let him go wherever he wants to go. I don't know if it's real or not, but it's
fucking
funny.
Crazy.
You can see him kind of, you know, like walking around, fumbling. He's in like ends up in a garden on the side of the house.
Dude, what other president has ever gotten on the air in front on that podium at the White House and said, "Well, I got to do what they tell me to. I'm going to call on this guy right here."
Yeah.
You know? Who,
or he says,
"You're the goddamn president. Says, who the fuck has to tell you what
list.
To do?"
They gave me a list. Let's see. Let me go down this.
And Sarah called on Fox News first.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Somebody fucked that list up.
Well, now he doesn't even answer. He just pieces out. Those are the deuces.
Well, so does his press secretary. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Psaki, whatever.
Yeah, no more questions.
One of the guys from Fox News asked her a question about the Afghan, Afghanistan issue. And it was like a double part question. And he said, we have successfully left Afghanistan, but we still have all these people there. And he asked her. And she was like, yes. Next question. Like she did not cover the question at all. She just said yes. And that was it. Or that's correct. You know, it was totally just like she avoided the entire fucking question. It's crazy.
He's not going to make it 3 more years. Something else will happen.
I think that's why Kamala Harris is keeping her mouth shut right now. I think that's why she's laying low, is because she don't want to be involved or associated to him in any way right now because of all the shit that he's doing. Mm-hmm. And if something happens where they take him out of office, she moves up and is like, hey, I'm the savior,
Think if she was the first woman president.
Shit.
She had like the lowest approval rating
mm-hmm.
out of any of the Democrats that were running.
How you like your boy getting busted for that report came out about the sexual harassment stuff? Oh, governor of New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then his brother that's on.
Yeah.
What's he on, CNN? I don't watch any of that shit. Cuomo.
Dude, he's
such a fucking mess.
It's crazy. He finally said, "You know what? I'm leaving in the interest of
bullshit."
You fucking. And then his woman
all
left him.
Dick pics.
Fucking, dude, it was crazy. And I can't believe it. He tried to defend himself. I can't, because this is the same guy that tried to destroy the freaking justice. Kavanaugh.
Oh yeah.
When these women came forward and said.
Uh-huh.
He molested me, or he raped me, or was inappropriate with me. And then he tried to play it off when these women accused him, like, oh, they're not telling the truth. But yeah, with Kavanaugh, we gotta trust these women to be telling the truth.
A little video of all the weird shit that he's.
I'm not a pervert. I'm Italian.
That's what he said.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's what
he said. He said, "Look at this video of me, you know, grabbing and kissing all sorts of people." And it's just a 45-second video of him just sniffing kissing and rubbing and squeezing. Just super weird. And he put that up.
I'm Italian.
I love it.
I kiss and hug everybody and you know, smell and
how many Italian
everybody.
People you think went like, oh, my God, he didn't just fucking say that.
Lumped like, all of us in.
I know, just fucking made us all fucking perverts all at once. That's crazy. Like, that's the excuse. Hey, I just walk up and grab somebody's ass and like, I'm Italian.
I'm sorry. I'm
half
laughing.
Italian, so I'm going to keep that one in my back pocket. That's right. Yeah, now his brother. I can't wait to see what his brother, he's going to get whacked next. For all this weird shit that he's been covering his brother for.
Yeah, or not. You know, he did, like, totally ignore the whole FBI report or Justice Department report.
No, I mean covering all the shit. Like, not covering it, but covering
news.
It up.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, not, like...
not covering
that's gonna as be his a, job.
That's going to be a super weird Christmas with that family.
Damn it,
this
boy.
This year. These two fucking idiots ruining our family.
Jesus.
Anyway, it's good to be back, guys. Yes. Hopefully, if you're in the area, that you got power back and come back in and see us. We're open pretty much normal hours as of right now. I think most of the curfews are done. So we should go back to a normal schedule soon.
Oh, God.
Well, that's why we're 7. We're trying to get everybody in before 6 so we can kind of wrap it up a little early so all of our employees and customers can make it home before whatever curfew if they don't live in the area. But yeah, man, subscribe, like, share. Go to definitely subscribe. We still got, I think, like 70 spots open for the next giveaway. And send us an email after you subscribe. Get entered for a second time, 2 entries to win our second giveaway, which is one of those triggers. And that trigger can be seen. We're going to add it in right now because you got a better system going on back there, right? Yeah, we're going to add right after this. You can see us shooting that trigger. I think that was the most views we've had on Facebook. It has like 2 million views. So get it before they ban it, and you might be able to get one for free. All right, guys, if you have any questions, please send them to
info@twoshotsinpodcast.com or the number 2shotsinpodcast@gmail.com.
There you go. Do it. Pick up your computer, I beg of you. Send us something. What do you want to know? Or just tell us to piss off.
Ask us anything.
All right, guys. We'll see you hopefully in 3 or 4 more days. There's another tropical storm in the Gulf.
Yeah, these bitches.
We're supposed to 3 to 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, I know.
Just what we need.
That's exactly what we need. What's hurricane season end in November?
October.
Jesus.
We still have storms in October. Months.
I know, but more towards the end of October. So you could say November. I mean,
that's probably when
official
I'll get,
end.
I'll probably
like
get
October.
My generator sometime in December.
The Gulf's probably
after my house is
no,
missing.
No, what would suck is you'd get your generator, but they don't have it hooked up yet. It's just sitting there. Not,
this is pretty bad because it's paid for. I don't have shit.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I went through that.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off. God damn it. Fucking generators.
Storm hits and the company folds and it's just still sitting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm about to go pick it up. I'm about to tell the guy, you know, I paid for it. I want to come get it. Let me hold it. I don't want you touching it anymore.
You don't touch it.
Get your fucking fingers
you
off
can
my
touch
generator.
It. No
put
more.
Put it in a box. I'll pick it up. Tell me where it's going to be. Or it's going to be a problem, son.
I'm sorry. My friend, I'm sorry.
Well, it's good to be back, guys. I'm glad. We'll get you some more shooting videos, too, soon. We got some cool shit that we're going to post pre and post our podcast. And most of those go to Facebook, and they get crazy views. We got to find a way to link it to where all those views are forced to the podcast or flowed into the podcast.
Just, you know, do the link up to Facebook through YouTube. Yeah, that's what we need to be doing.
There's a lot of stuff like
doesn't pull as much for some
tagging and descriptions and all that stuff in YouTube too, which before we weren't putting anything in at all, which I've added quite a bit to some of them, but we'll have to stay on top of that.
All right, well, now that we're back, we're going to hit the ground running. If you want to know something, like I said, send us an email, and in doing so, you'll be entered in a chance to win one of those triggers.
If you want to kill two birds at one,
that's right.
Like a certain gun or something like that.
Small animal. A squirrel. I hate squirrels. Fucking nasty creatures. Little rats. Shoot a squirrel. There was a bird in Browse's yesterday. Blair was mesmerized. Some bird flying around shitting on all of our food. Shitting on it and opening bags of rice with its beak. She loves
it. Look at his hummus.
She's nuts. Uh-huh.
Explode.
Fucking birds. Maybe we can let a bird loose and blast it in there. CGI it. Hey, look at little Frankie's back. All right, guys. If you've lasted this far, salute you. Hope you have power. Hope you did well through the storm.
That's right.
Keep on trucking, man. You need more guns and ammo, come into Jefferson Gun, Jefferson Indoor. Come hang with us. And at the end of those contests, we want to give away more stuff. We got some cool shirts and stuff, too, coming in that we're going to... We partner with Retro Rifle Company. They sell badass stuff.
Can't
they
wait.
Gave us all free shirts to the employees, and we bought some shirts to sell in the store, and they're going to give us some to give away, too, on here. So that's cool. We should have those by Wednesday. They should have came in last week, but they got sent back, so she's sending us some more stuff back. I got the first one today, which was the... one of the new designs that we'll probably give away on here.
Awesome.
And they had guns. It's like a Hawaiian shirt, but there's guns hidden in them. Kind of. Yeah. It's super cool.
Can't wait.
Super cool.
I know. That's going to be cool.
That's
going
to be our new uniform.
Sweet.
So you can win some of those too. All right. So keep looking for us and send us some stuff. Send us some stuff. Send us some emails and some comments when we post this shit. All right, players, hopefully everybody and your family did well through the hurricane. Hopefully we won't see one for at least a few more years. And keep stockpiling them guns and ammo.
That's right.
I'm Devin. I'm here with...
Ginger.
And...
Frank.
And in the back is...
And Paul.
Oh, God, that was quick.
That one was a record.
Like a fucking flash.
What?
All right, it's good to be back, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Later.
Two shots in pocket.
What we have in the store at Jefferson Gun Outlet, Jefferson Indoor Range, is a binary trigger. A lot of people still don't know that they exist and that they're legal, sold over the counter. So what it does is it allows you to drop in a trigger group and rotate over to that third position, which is called binary mode. What it does is it fires once when you pull the trigger, and then it fires again on the reset and release. So we're going to see if it works.